So, how was your massage? How do you feel?
I feel so relaxed. I feel so stretched out.
All aboard! Next stop, adventure! This is Excelsior! She would have never gotten a job in radio if this was 1947. If this was 1947, she would have been a terrible secretary. It's Brittany!
So you're all stretched out? Everything's stretched?
Yeah, I feel so stretched out. I feel like I've stretched parts of my body that I can't do on my own.
Now that you've gotten a massage, and I have yet to get my massage, and I don't feel stretched out at all. I feel all tense and not stretched.
Joe, how do you feel?
I feel all tense and not stretched. I'm not stretched out. I'm not ready.
Where do you hurt the most?
My heart.
Oh, maybe he could stretch that out for you.
Gotta stretch out my heart. I'm excited. My back is all tense, so I'm like, and it's not because I've never gotten a massage room before.
Thank you for the water. I just finished my massage, and now I'm getting water.
Water.
Yeah, what would you like your, like, post? Yeah, you can even ask them, like, what is your post? Do you like fruits? Are you a vegetable person? Like, you can, like, it's different little waters. Because they make those, the little, like, infuser things where you just put chunks of water in, like, a Brita filter-looking thing, and it just comes.
You couldn't feel your body before? Now you can feel your own body?
Well, no, I feel like I'm more stretched. I can do more. I feel...
Yeah, you're posing like a cat, right? You're like, or like a 1940s NFL linebacker.
I'm
like,
kind of copying your stance because that looked like it felt good.
Yeah,
it does feel good. Yeah, stretch those ankles. Yeah.
That's the one thing. I do have a bunch of metal in my left ankle.
Oh.
So go light on that zone.
Okay, so you said with Thai massage, you start with the feet?
Yeah, in my understanding, oftentimes practitioners will start with the feet and the legs for a couple different reasons. One is that it's very grounding, so having your feet touched oftentimes really relaxes you, and it really stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system, which induces a state of relaxation. And also your feet and your legs, hips, oftentimes, although they're like bearing the brunt of a lot of the body's work because they're holding you up all day, they don't give you as much feedback as like your shoulders and your, you know, lower back and stuff like that. So like oftentimes people will, they don't realize that they're actually really tight or sore in those areas until they're actually move around. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool. What was that word you said? The
nervous system?
Yeah, what kind of nervous system?
The parasympathetic nervous system. It's like, as opposed to the sympathetic nervous system, your sympathetic nervous system is like the fight or flight part of your body.
Yeah.
And the parasympathetic is the rest and digest. So it's like two opposing kind of forces. So if you're in that kind of fight or flight state, like high anxiety, stress, you know, activating the parasympathetic nervous system is what you do to counter that. There's a lot of different ways to do that. You know, massage, yoga, meditation, just relaxation. So.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. It's important. Do you meditate every day?
No, I don't. But there's been times in my life when I have had a daily meditation practice. I'm always trying to get back to it. So.
Who massages you?
Sometimes I just go to my old school, which is the massage school of St. Paul, because it's student massages, and they're good and it's affordable. So.
Oh, cool.
And sometimes I do trades with other friends who are in the business, too.
So. Yeah, I would feel like that'd be a good deal for both of you, right?
Yeah, if there's time, you know, it's always good to find other massage therapist to do a trade, and then you learn things from each other too.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. How do you, because you went to school, how do you keep up with like learning stuff? Is it like from other people, or do you have to take classes every once in a while, or?
Both, like self-study, classes, workshops. and then trades with other people, typically.
Yeah. Cool. When did you know that you wanted to be a massage therapist?
Well, I looked into it back in like probably 15 years ago and didn't follow through with it. And then I was really big into yoga for a while and did a little bit of yoga teaching and like studied the body a lot, anatomy and physiology. And I took a couple of classes in anatomy and physiology, looked into being a physical therapist assistant, but then, I saw massage again and sought that out and just decided to do that. Basically, I've always been into wellness.
Yeah.
And done my best to practice wellness.
Yeah, and you eat healthy, right? What else do you do to keep yourself in shape?
Yoga. I still do a lot of yoga. Okay. Yeah.
Do you do it at home, or do you have somebody, like, do you take a class, or?
Mostly at home. Yeah. Okay. I think since COVID, I didn't go out and do it then. And yeah. Ever since I had a child, too, it's been harder to make time for that. So, yeah, just do it at home.
Very cool. Do you recommend any good yoga classes for... Because I feel like a lot of yoga studios shut down and went, mm-hmm. like, either online or something. I find it very hard to find a yoga class right now. Do you have any recommendations?
Well, I have not checked out One Yoga's new studio in the Ivy Building in Seward, but if I was to look for a place, I would probably go back there because that was my spot back in...
No, One Yoga.
That used to be in Lindale, a couple different places on Lindale, and then now they're in the Ivy Building. I probably would go there again if I...
Okay.
When I get around to it.
One Yoga, have you ever heard of... I think it's Yes... Yoga?
Yeah, Yes Yoga.
Yeah.
Lucia is her name and owns it. Yeah, I've met her before. She's great.
I think I was going there before the shutdown, mm-hmm. and I think I still have some classes, and I should go there.
Yeah, you should go back there, yeah.
I just remembered this now. The things you forget when you exactly. when things shut down.
Yep. Oh. So you went there, that's on Nicollet-ish, like 26th Street.
26th, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I went there and I loved it, mm-hmm. and I think I had like 3 classes left before, yeah, and then everything shut down.
Yeah, I mean, they built a whole new beautiful building there, right? Mm-hmm. I think that they were in a different building and then they built a whole new one.
I think so, yeah. I'm not sure. I think I went just to the new one, so I didn't know about the old one, but all right. Well, should we get Joe up in the massage?
Yeah. Am I ready?
Are you ready, Joe?
I'm ready.
Okay, we'll get Joe up in here, and then I'll just ask you questions after. So, thanks, Zach.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, we actually edited it to make you sound even crazier.
Yeah.
So, you were saying how some people call it lazy man's yoga,
Thai massage, Thai yoga body work, lazy humans yoga. Those are all kind of names of. Work that we do.
I love that it's called Lazy Humans Yoga. This is this is just hilarious to me because that's exactly what it is. Like, if you didn't want to do any sort of yoga whatsoever, or couldn't do yoga, like people that just, you know, their bodies don't move like that anymore. That are even in, you know, worse shape than my old body. It's great just having someone else kind of manipulate, like, okay, kind of pushing down further than you could push yourself. So it really is it's a wonderful, and you should almost, I've never heard it called lazy person's yoga, and that would be great to market that, because people would, people want to do yoga, but they know that they're lazy. they know their limitations. They're not going to sign up and buy 12 yoga classes because they're going to do 2 of them, and then they're going to...
This is absolutely...
Like,
so one of the distracted. Okay. So we operate on these lines of energy called Sen lines. And
they're called what lines?
Sen, S-E-N.
Okay.
And it's similar to like the idea of qi in Chinese medicine or prana in yoga. Mm-hmm. And there's 10 lines supposedly that run throughout the body. And they're associated with some of the musculature and bones that are in the body. So we kind of operate along those lines and try to work towards freeing up the energy so the flow.
Oh, cool.
Hell yeah.
So people oftentimes feel relaxed, but also kind of rejuvenated after these sessions.
Dude, that's perfect. That's exactly what I'm looking for, and that's because like there's a lot of Swedish massage like where they just knead and really get in there, and it's like I really don't want that. I don't need some ham-handed person, you know, getting all up into my back crevasses.
So I do have to say that I think it was someone who specialized in Thai massage that. I had like a kink in my neck, and I went to a bunch of just regular massage places, and no one could help me. They actually made it worse.
Yeah.
But then I went to somebody who did Thai massage, and they asked me a bunch of questions, and they put me in some crazy position, like with my arm over my head, around my neck, and like twisted, and they did some crazy things, and I was good.
Good. That's great. Where'd you go for that?
It was a long time ago. It was a girl named Sunny. A woman named Sunny is my sister's friend. She's like, oh, Sunny can take care of you.
And she did. This Thai massage is... No, I think... Dude, because that's actually like what you said, Britt, about how people go to these regular massage places and they go and they are... expecting to get the problem fixed, but instead it almost makes it worse because they're just hacking away, just really, really, really massaging too hard. But this is so it. That's why I like lazy person's yoga, because it takes the massage word out of there, and that's like a you know, it's almost a bad connotation these days because everybody's gotten a couple of bad massages, you know?
Yeah, we still have to listen to my sister's story.
Oh, about her terrible massages. Yeah.
They had metal music playing, and they were, like, pounding on their backs and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
I have nothing bad to say about, quote-unquote, regular massage. Swedish and deep tissue and all that stuff. I also practice that, and I enjoy it. I really enjoy the relaxation piece of it. But just like any modality, you know, if it's effective, but it can be effective the wrong way too, you know.
Like right.
You go to a bad chiropractor, they're messing with your spine, you know. It could hurt you.
Yeah.
So a massage can definitely hurt too if you do it wrong.
Using your feet right now?
I'm using my feet. Well, that's another thing about Thai is that, you know, I can use my feet, knees, you know, different parts of the body.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
So, yeah.
That's super cool. Yeah, so it must just be the people who aren't doing the practice correctly in other massage places.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no expert either. I'm just getting started with this thing. You know, I really like it. I enjoy it. Fits in with the lifestyle that I want, and hopefully I'm not making people feel worse.
I feel great. I just got my massage. Is it as much of a massage, or is it, do you call it like an adjustment?
I call it body work, I guess. Body work, you know, because it's you're doing some stretching, you're doing some compressions, you're doing some you know, kneading and some breath work. And yeah, it's there's a lot that can be done with it. So
that's super cool. I feel like everybody needs this. How often do you recommend people get body work done?
I don't know. I think it just depends on the person, you know?
Yeah.
And again, we're not talking about plastic surgery. This is body work. Thai massage style. We're not doing any Botox here.
No Botox. No. Nope.
Whenever you get a little tense.
Plump up my lips. Get them all plump.
No.
All the extra.
Yeah.
No, because I work in the service industry and like people do different things. You feel tension in different areas.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, yeah. I mean, like I worked at, you know, in restaurants and bars and cafes and stuff like that. So I have constant tension, you know, underneath my shoulder blade.
Yeah.
It could be the rhomboid muscle back there. It's just like all the overuse of it.
Rhomboid.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. My feet are always hurting too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What about people who work from home? Do they have more like back issues and they're sitting all the time?
Typically they have their like muscles like right on the top of their neck and into the skull, called the suboccipital muscles, because they're always kind of like a little bit of neck extension. I guess it's a little micro neck extension, so there's tightness that forms there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It can actually cause tension headaches. But yeah, so massage work can be good for that for sure.
Does massage kind of help with people who have chronic headaches?
It can, definitely. I think it can.
Because it could be related to tenseness throughout the body.
Yeah, definitely. Massage can be a path to help you feel better.
I like that Joe's wallet's just sitting by his head. I think, right? This is Joe's, right? Let's put that over there.
Look inside, see if you can afford the Botox.
Yeah, how much money do you have in here, Joe? Couple of bills, and by bills I mean dollar bills. Just kidding, I'm not gonna snoop in your wallet.
You could see if there's nothing in there.
Comment.
Oh, that is awesome. I'm halfway stretched.
All right. Give me a big inhale, Joe. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. One more time. Inhale. And exhale.
Oh, that was freaking awesome.
All right.
It's like half my body is all stretched out. I'm in like mid-stretch.
All right.
If I just left you like that, that'd be torture, right? We'll walk around, not knowing.
Stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just limping around. Like I'd have a very. One side's all taut, the other side's all loose. I'd have to be one of those kids that gets like, you have to get one heel on one shoe that's bigger. For those people that have one leg that's shorter than the other, like, they just, like, make it up in the heel.
Oh, okay. supposedly stretches the psoas muscle.
Oh, yeah.
You heard of that?
No, but I heard of the canal. The Suez Canal.
The Suez Canal. Yeah. Well, if this was a canal, the canal would run all the way from, like, your lower back all the way, like, through here, your groin area and down.
Oh, yeah.
So kind of... It's a big one when it comes to hip flexion.
Do you feel it?
Oh, yeah. Suez is canaling.
Flowing.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember when that boat got stuck in the Suez Canal? It got like stuck sideways and like nobody could get through. Not here.
That happened?
Yeah. For like 2 months during COVID, I thought. Like, and they were all stuck on the boat. I'll have to look it up. It was pretty hilarious.
Just don't forget to breathe here.
They,
dig it out. Ooh, Oh. You know, when the salad spinner comes, you should take a photo of that one.
Yes. Okay. Let me know. I'm gonna put this away for a minute. Okay.
So from what I've been told by like a more experienced Thai massage practitioners is that some of the people that prefer Thai massage to table massage is that some people feel more comfortable not being unclothed during a massage, although during a table massage you're draped professionally and everything like that, but it's just a little bit, it's a barrier to some people. And also elderly people who want to regain joint mobility. Mm-hmm. It's really popular in that case too, so.
Cool, very cool.
Some people feel uncomfortable on a table too because it's, you know, it's kind of like hard and, you know, it's maybe kind of a narrow little arrangement, whereas the Thai mat is spread out along the floor. I don't know. Did you find it comfortable on the Thai mat?
I did. I found it very comfortable. Are you comfortable, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's nice.
It's called a what?
It's a futon.
Oh. I thought you called it a Thai mat, and I was like...
Oh, yeah, Thai mat. I mean, yeah. I bought it as it advertises a Thai mat or Thai futon. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen people attempt to do their kind of body work like this. They didn't call it Thai massage, but they called it body work on a normal table like that. Have you seen that or heard of that?
Yeah, somebody actually developed some techniques. They call it Thai for the table. So yeah, you can do some of these moves. You can do some of these moves, and actually, it's nice because I mean that's one of the reasons why I got into this is because I wanted to have a few more moves to do on the table too. So.
Oh, cool. You know. Very cool. How do you feel?
Oh my goodness. What did you say? You felt loose and like more limber and more free? I just feel calmer. This is totally fucking awesome. This is a couple of moments of like, I'm like, oh, that's a dude's feet. Like, it's, I don't know. I'm fine with a dude massage. I feel like there's a few. Yeah, this was great. Aces.
You feel calm? You feel like a Buddhist?
Yeah. Yeah, super Buddhist-y.
You feel like you just did a bunch of meditation?
I feel like I did yoga, and I didn't do yoga. Someone else did yoga on for me.
It is, yeah. It feels like we worked hard.
I feel like I should have been sweating, and they're like a really difficult, intense workout. But no, someone else had a very intense workout, and I just happened to be involved.
Thai massage. An intense workout that someone else did for you.
Yeah. Oh, that was awesome. I am very, like, at peace with things right now. This is